Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. When I picked up the Times Standard on Saturday morning, the huge headline that jumped out at me said something like, "Quits for Humboldt State Football." I don't know anything about the football workings at Humboldt, except that football has been an important part of the program at Humboldt. I know that it must cost a bundle to haul the team and their gear to faraway cities for games. I don't know if attendance income comes anywhere near covering the costs. It just seems to be a drastic move to do away with such an important part of the school's program. I hope that they carefully consider the importance of the whole picture. Maybe they can take some of the very high wages the administration has paid and help offset some of the costs. Speaking of football, I watched my grandson's Fresno State Bulldogs take on number one Alabama and do a very good, respectful job of holding their own, losing by a score of 41-10. Nate made a nice sack, and his name was mentioned on ESPN2. His sister and some friends were watching in a lounge in Santa Rosa, and when his name was mentioned, she jumped up and hollered, "That's my brother!" Good job, Bulldogs. A couple of comments ago, I talked about buying a Humboldt brand of ice cream and how good it was, and it was a full half-gallon carton, as opposed to 1.75 parts of a half-gallon. We bought some dryers the other day, and they were only 1.50% of a half a gallon. Same price as before, I imagine. Just like sugar is now only 4 pounds instead of 5 pounds. The manufacturers are sticking it to us, hoping we don't notice, I guess. The news is so bad lately that reading the paper or listening to the news is a real downer. I have never been in a flood or a hurricane, but I have seen enough when we had floods here to know what a mess people come back to, if there is anything to come back to. Not only mud and debris, but fallen trees, power and telephone poles, and other damages. My thoughts and prayers go out to them. Then we have the 8-point earthquake in Mexico. Been there, done that, only not quite that bad. The millions of acres of fires hit much closer to home than before. I have fought fire and know how rough that can be. I was working in a plywood mill when our timber caught fire. They asked if we wanted to go fight fire. "Oh, that'll be fun, let's go," is what we said. We quickly found out how stupid and naive we were. I saw flames pick up logs and drop them, and a crew chief disobeyed orders and took us across the canyon, and the fire cut us off, and we were almost goners except for the fact that we ran down the canyon and got ahead of it. If we have a rainy winter like we did last winter, we're going to be in real trouble, as there will be little ground cover to control runoff or soak up moisture. I think of all that what was saleable timber, and what a waste. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.